You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. When the Idaho Food Bank opened its doors in 1984, its mission was simple: solve hunger in Idaho. Now, as the organization enters its 35th year, that mission has expanded to feed, educate, and advocate for Idaho's hungry. For the past 22 years, the Food Bank has been putting on the Empty Bowls event in downtown Boise the day after Thanksgiving. This raises money to help Idaho's hungry. Joining us live in studio today is Carlin Blake with the Idaho Food Bank to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
So, as I mentioned, 22 years of the Empty Bowls event, but we also know that there are people who probably have not heard about it before. So tell us what Empty Bowls is.
So, Empty Bowls traditionally was created to have people come down and experience what it's like to stand in a soup line. And so there's this wonderful tradition that has been happening for the last 22 years where on Black Friday, when you're downtown and you're with your family and you want to have a little bit of fun, that you can come and stand in a soup line. And we make that soup line a lot of fun. There's a lot of entertainment going on. But the purpose of standing in line is so that you can then take a look at handcrafted bowls that are provided all year around by our partners, and then enjoy some soup that's made by a local chef in local restaurants.
And this is one of the largest fundraisers, correct, for the Idaho Food Bank every year?
It is. It is. And like I said, it's a holiday tradition. Last year, we raised enough money to be able to provide the food for almost 217,000 meals. This year, we're shooting for 250,000 meals. And that helps. That really helps during the holidays. The holidays are a stressful time. Lots of anxiety and lots of families really wanting to make sure that they're putting holiday food on the table. So during this campaign, which is what we call Hope for the Holidays, Empty Bowls helps us provide some additional food and also helps us reduce anxiety and stress and provide happiness.
And we should note, I believe I read this correctly, that if you donate $1, that's five meals.
That's right. Right. So all of the bowls down at Empty Bowls, the bowls start at $10 and then they go up from there. We have some beautiful artisan bowls in addition to the bowls that the community has made all year long. But a $10 bowl will help provide the food for 50 meals.
Wow. So to get to that goal, I mean, how feasible do you think it is?
Well, without doing math.
Right. We're not doing that today. I'm too tired for that. I don't have a calculator. It's not going to happen.
So I think it's very feasible. You know, it's going to be a really fun time. It's going to be cold. We know it's going to be cold. So put on your snow pants, put on your winter gloves, bring the family out with your silly winter hats and stand in line and drink some hot chocolate and have some coffee. We've got some of our sponsors. Are there. Bank of America is, of course, our official sponsor, but Happy Day Brands is going to be there with coffee and hot chocolate, and Blimpies is going to be there with cookies, and we're going to have all sorts of people entertaining in the line, and I think it should be a lot of fun.
And we should note, it's in the Grove Plaza.
It is, yeah.
As it's been for many years.
Right. So it's this Friday. It starts at 10:30, though people do get in line early. Goes from 10 o'clock to 1:30.
Okay.
It's on the Grove Plaza this Friday.
How has it changed and expanded over the 22 years?
Well, I mean, the size of it has expanded. You know, when we first started, obviously it was a small event, and we had a couple of restaurants providing soup and a very small line. And in the last 22 years, it's grown to an event such that we might even have to stand at the end of the line at 1:30 and say, "I'm sorry, the event's closed." So get in line before 1:30 if you want some wonderful soup being made by local chefs and local restaurants.
We're talking with Carlin Blake with the Idaho Food Bank, talking about the annual Empty Bowls event that is happening this Friday during Black Friday. Talk to me a little bit more about some of the chefs, because, I mean, when you say, you know, you've got some great soup, I mean, these are great local restaurants who are participating?
They are. We have, I think, 24 different restaurants participating, everywhere from Lucky Finn's, who we set up right outside of Lucky Finn's, and they keep seafood chowder going the entire time. This year, the Rogani's restaurant at the Chateau de Fleur is going to be participating, but also Perea Grill and Albertsons and the Basque Market and Bitter Creek and Lock, Stock and Barrel and Luciano's. And, you know, these are all local restaurants with great chefs that not only come and provide soup down at Empty Bowls, but they also support the food bank year round in many of our different events. And so we feel very grateful to the local community and restaurants and chefs that support us in everything that we do.
So I know you said the bowl started at $10, and that's for people who, you know, who've painted a bowl over the years, just local people. But these artisan bowls, I mean, these are artists, correct? Who come and so these are really works of art as well in a lot of ways.
They are. We have a couple of great stories this year. The previous owner of Fusion's art studio passed away, and lots of her friends and family and people that wanted to do something for her came down to the studio, and they made beautiful artisan bowls in her memory. And those have been added to the event this year. This morning we had some wooden bowls arrive.
Oh, wow.
We had the Boise Metal Art Department make some bowls for us, which are very unique. And artist by the name of George Sheff, who has come down, he supported our Summer Empty Bowls event, but he also came down and supported our Winter Empty Bowls event. And those glass bowls are, you know, they cost a lot of money, but we're so fortunate to have the artists, you know, also support the event and be able to display their bowls and sell their bowls at the event as well. But all of the donations, 100% of those donations come to the Idaho Food Bank so that we can help solve hunger in Idaho, which is still our vision.
And that's the key point here, is that all of this money goes to the food bank, stays local, but local by the sense that we should talk about the fact that you go throughout the state.
We do. We are the largest distributor of free food in the state. And so we have warehouses in Pocatello and a warehouse in Lewiston. And those warehouses really help us to reach eastern Idaho and north central Idaho so that we can distribute food statewide. We have over 400 pantry partners throughout the state. And that's how we get our food to the people who need it. That and our direct service programs like our backpack program and our senior food box program and our picnic in the park program in the summertime. So, but this time of year, it's all about hope for the holidays, and it's all about making sure that we are doing as much as we can to make sure that people have food on their holiday table and during the holidays where they have family visiting.
And since I do have you here, you know, talking about the holidays, what do you need this holiday season when it comes to making sure that people have a holiday table?
Well, I'll tell you what. The things that we need are the things that, you know, obviously there's the holiday meat, you know, turkeys and hams and beef roasts, anything that is sort of the centerpiece of that holiday table. The nice thing about food in Idaho is that we've got so many different cultures and diversity here, especially in the Treasure Valley, that pretty much anything that can be donated is part of that holiday tradition. So I could say we need potatoes and we need stuffing and we need cranberry sauce, but really it's all about families coming together and sitting down at the dinner table, and whatever is on the dinner table is needed. So if you're looking in your pantry and you have peanut butter and you have, you know, which can make wonderful desserts, or you have cranberry sauce, or you have, you know, any of those canned goods and canned proteins, especially. Mm-hmm. That's you know, part of what we need that helps fill that holiday table.
And what about folks who maybe can't make it down to Empty Bowls, but they want to give back?
So thank you for asking that question. There's two things. One of the things that we're doing this year that's a little bit new is we have this Bowls to Go program. And Bowls to Go means that you can call the Idaho Food Bank. And if you are working on Black Friday and you can't get down to the event, you as a corporate business, you can call and have a delivery of food and bowls. We're trying to keep it in the downtown corridor,
okay.
so that you know, this thing could like blow up and be crazy
right.
next
You're
year.
You're going to have people calling from McCall, you know?
Right. But so we've got Bowls to Go. That's one of the things that we're sort of dipping our toe into this year. But also we do have, if you want to donate, we have an online donation form that you can go into the Idaho Food Bank website. And it's Empty Bowls. It's just idahofoodbank.org/empty bowls, and you can donate funds to help us sort of reach that goal and make sure that we're providing food for Idahoans.
So again, it is this Friday, Black Friday, starts at 10 a.m.?
It starts at 10 a.m., yep.
Okay, and then goes until 1:30.
Right.
And how long do people normally have to wait in line?
Well, if you're in line pretty close to 10 o'clock, you're probably going to be getting in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to go and get coffee first and you stand in line at 10:30 or 11, you might be there an hour. But I promise, during that hour, you're going to be having fun.
We need to bring two people at least, so somebody stands in the line and somebody else gets the coffee.
That's right.
I mean, we got to divide and conquer.
Right.
Here.
We are in the middle of downtown, and so there's so much going on, and there's so many, you know, great food and great people.
It is a wonderful event, which is always fabulous. But the fact that it does such good for people who have food insecurity in Idaho. So thank you for doing this. And again, if you are interested, it is this Friday at the Grove Plaza in downtown Boise from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Thank you again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Carlin Blake with the Idaho Food Bank about the Empty Bowls event. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.